Yes,
introduce
thank
yourself
you so
as
much.
well.
So I'm Vibhushree from REN21, put the NGO badge because yeah, that's our status. But thanks for mentioning all the work plans, especially as we are part of you know, the JERE Bureau. It's and we've been working very closely with JERE and UNECE for the last, I think, since 10 years almost. So that's really good. Just a couple of points, I think, more also to catch on what Gianluca and Constantine already mentioned. But one was on the status report. So there's, you know, we also value the cooperation a lot on the regional status report, bringing these, you know, the evidence and the diversity of perspectives for the future as well is also part of our objective. So maybe this is more if we put all of our minds together for creative possibilities to look for funding this kind of work, because this would be the fourth such edition of a regional status report on renewable energy and on the 17 focus countries. And this could look at, you know, maybe topics like industrialization, economic pathways, you know, energy security, etc., which we'd already picked up in the previous edition. And already, you know, this kind of work shows data gaps, given that, you know, data is also a focus for the region. I think this is something we should certainly consider as a priority area. Another point was on something that I think also the colleague from Ukraine mentioned, but it's about the, you know, regional energy diplomacy, sort of, you know. So JERE has been doing this great work around hard talks and other dialogues, but maybe bringing these to global discussions, for example, at, you know, on the sidelines of international forums, such as, you know, the upcoming COP, of course, which is hosted in the region, but, you know, doing some sort of regional energy diplomacy dialogue where we bring these voices to the global discussion. REN21 organized one such at COP28, where we convened several governments from developing and emerging economies on around the RE and energy efficiency target. So it's something that for sure could be, is a way to link this, you know, these discussions around the energy infrastructure, etc., to the climate diplomacy and at an international level. So bringing these voices really from the regional country level discussions more to the international level. Just to bring that up as something that we could include as part of the JERE, work plan maybe, but also to coordinate maybe with the energy efficiency group of experts, or, you know, to see where this fits in the short to medium term.